Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning, a car fire at RDU International creating some big delays. I'll tell you how much extra time you need to budget heading to the airport.
A person is dead after an early morning shooting in Fayetteville. Brett Neese is there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
And it's a comfortable morning. Our temperatures are in the mid-60s. I'll show you why it will be a lot cooler today than it was yesterday.
Keeping you safe in downtown Raleigh, the move city leaders are taking to address concerns about safety in Glenwood South and beyond.
A WRAL investigation leads to a big shakeup in Nash County. The social services director is no longer in her position after the deaths of two children in her department's care. We continue to uncover developments in the big stories that matter to you. As always, we love that you start your day with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your routine here. The rest of the week, not going to reach 80 temperature-wise. That is pretty sweet. First full week of fall. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with what's ahead.
Yeah, the weather's cooperating nicely with the calendar. We take a live look at downtown Durham right now. Of course, it's dark, but what you'll see when the sun comes up is some cloud cover and a few holes in the clouds. We should have a pretty sunrise in a lot of places, but today, like yesterday, will feel somewhat cloudy at times. 66 is our current temperature. We have a northeast wind right now. That northeasterly wind is pulling in some cooler temperatures, so it'll be about 10 degrees cooler this afternoon. And some cloud cover out there this morning, so we have the top of the tower lit there in purple to signify the cloud cover. Our cloud cover forecast hour by hour is about 60 to 70% of the sky covered with clouds this morning and about 70 to 80% later this afternoon. But even with all those clouds, it'll be a dry day today. We're walking out the door to temperatures in the mid to upper 60s, except in Roxborough, where it is 59. We'll keep it in the 60s until lunchtime when we hit 70, and a very pleasant 75 for the high later on today. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the tropics, a couple of systems to show you. Brian?
It is 6:02, and we're following breaking news at the airport this morning. We have a vehicle fire creating some big delays. This is at John Brantley Boulevard at Cargo Drive, and RDU International officials have tweeted that all airport traffic this morning is going to be heavily delayed coming in from Aviation Parkway because of the response to this vehicle fire. This is on John Brantley Boulevard at Cargo, which is right there as you head toward the split between Terminal 1 and that main parking deck there. And the backups are beginning all the way back onto Aviation Parkway. I just looked at the sensors. It's going to take you an additional 10 minutes to get from I-40 into the airport this morning. So allow that extra time. We have a crew on the way. Another update coming up in about 10 minutes.
Thanks, Brian. A person is dead after an early morning shooting in Fayetteville. This happened on Lady Slipper Drive, just off Cumberland Road. You see it on this map here. Brett Neese was there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker as police worked the scene.
The home where this all happened is just down the way here on Lady Slipper Drive. I want to show you a video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker of the scene up close. You can see crime scene tape blocks off the rest of the roadway there and surrounds that one home. This is a row of mobile homes off of Cumberland Road. Sheriff's deputies got a 911 call around 12:30 and were here within minutes. That's when they found a man who had been shot. He was pronounced dead here at the scene. I'm working to learn that man's name, as well as whether or not Cumberland County Sheriff's deputies have a suspect in mind. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. In Fayetteville, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
A man is in the hospital this morning after what appears to be a shooting on Poole Road in Raleigh. This happened just after midnight. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there as police investigated. Officers were only there for about an hour. Raleigh police say the man suffered injuries consistent with a bullet wound. He's expected to recover. There's no word on whether anyone was arrested.
Western Boulevard is back open this morning after a crash shut it down near I-440. It happened in the diverging diamond portion of that road right around 11:30 last night. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was there. Several police cars and fire trucks blocked off the road. We're working to learn what caused the crash and whether anyone was hurt.
A growing number of crimes in downtown Raleigh and Glenwood South has city leaders thinking about safety. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning from downtown. Kelsey, City Council is working today to find ways to protect people.
Renee, good morning. This morning, a committee a committee of members of this Raleigh City Council will meet today to talk about the uptick in crime here in Glenwood South and throughout the downtown area. Now, I want everyone to check out this video of a shooting that happened here just over a week ago where a man was shot and three people were arrested. Raleigh's mayor, Marianne Baldwin, says the city is still considering hiring private security to combat crime downtown.
In order to have eyes on the street, this is something that the downtown business owners have asked for, downtown residents have asked for. This isn't something that just came out of nowhere.
There were 36 drug and firearm violations, 33 firearms seized, and 34 arrests made in Glenwood South last month. And all of those numbers are up from what we saw in July. And the city reports that there were more than 430 911 calls made from this area in August. Raleigh police will be at today's meeting to discuss what they're doing right now to address this issue and what could be done in the future. That meeting is scheduled for this morning at 11:30. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
The director of Nash County Social Services is out of her role, effective immediately. WRL obtained a letter from the Health and Human Services director in Nash County saying the interim director is now in charge. WRL's Lena Tillette is part of the team that's been investigating the agency for months after the deaths of two children in its care. Amy Pridgen Hamlet has been the director of the agency since 2018. This move comes 2 weeks after the state announced it was taking over child welfare services at Nash DSS. A WRL investigation found in 3 years' time, two children died in the agency's care. One-year-old Chase Hilliard in 2020 and eight-year-old Crystal Lane earlier this year. In both cases, law enforcement or Nash DSS's own social workers recommended the children be removed from homes they believed were not safe. But leadership did not approve the removal. The board's chair says while Pridgen Hamlet is no longer the director, it doesn't mean she is entirely out at Nash DSS. Interim director Sarah Bradshaw now leads the department. She has decades of experience as the DSS director in Sampson County and as interim director in Durham.
More officers will be on campus today at Hope County High School after several fights left two teachers hurt. You're looking at video of one of those fights at Hope County High yesterday. School leaders say three fights broke out there involving nine students. One fight got so bad, a teacher trying to break it up was injured and had to go to the hospital. Rodney Shotwell is interim superintendent for Hope County Schools and gives staff credit for stepping in so quickly.
They kept it from becoming a bigger issue by getting in, intervening, pulling them apart, and squelching it. They kept a lot of other kids safe and a lot of other kids from getting themselves in trouble.
The school system says the nine students involved in the fights will not return to campus until they go through the disciplinary process.
Tonight, parents in Morrisville will get a chance to express their concerns with the Wake County Public School System's plans to reassign some students to new schools. The school system unveiled its reassignment proposal for next school year. They did that last week. It is designed to address issues including overcrowding in schools and problems with bus routes, but it would shuffle in and out of 21 different schools. Some of those kids who have been on traditional calendars could end up at year-round schools and vice versa. WRL spoke with one parent who says under this plan, she would have one child on a traditional schedule and another child year round.
So just that impact to stability from a family perspective is something that many of the folks in this neighborhood who have more than one child are going to have to learn to deal with.
Tonight's meeting is at 6 o'clock, and it's the first of four virtual meetings about the reassignment plan. You can find links to attend on the school system's website.
President Joe Biden plans to be in Michigan today to visit with striking auto workers on the picket line. In a social media post, Biden says he will stand in solidarity with the men and women of UAW as they fight for a fair share of the value they helped create. UAW President Sean Fain invited Biden to join the picket line. Last Friday, the UAW escalated the strike to include nearly 40 parts distribution centers in 20 states.
Coming up on 10 after 6 on your Tuesday, guns found on the campuses of two schools in our area in recent days. The charges one man is facing after a 7-year-old had a gun at one of those schools.
The Powerball jackpot keeps getting bigger. It's climbing again for tomorrow night after another drawing with no big winner.
And a very pleasant 7-day forecast. We have highs in the 70s all the way through Monday. We'll see some cloud cover on and off, but it's not likely to be very wet. We'll talk more about what's happening in the tropics coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a nice morning out there. Temperatures are comfortable, 64 in Wilson, 66 in Durham, and 68 in Fayetteville. Of course, it is still dark out there right now, but as the sun comes up in the next 30, 45 minutes, we're going to see some cloud cover out there, a little bit of sun peeking through. Should be a pretty sunrise in some places, but it'll feel like yesterday where we're looking at a good bit of cloud cover, at least on and off. And of course, temperatures right now mainly in the mid-60s. We're going to hold it in the 60s all the way until lunchtime, 70 degrees at noon. So walking the dog this morning feels comfortable. Even though it's gray, we're not going to see any rain today, and it's going to be a really pleasant feeling afternoon, about 10 degrees cooler than yesterday, about 75. And as you're walking the dog this evening, temperatures will be in the low 70s. Brian?
It is 6:13. We're still following that breaking news at RDU with that vehicle fire, John Brantley Boulevard at Cargo Drive, seeing some heavy delays as you head in from the Aviation Parkway area up to the terminals and the parking deck. WRAL's Laura Levine just arriving at the scene, and she is caught in that backup there. So need to give yourself at least 10 extra minutes to make that trip into the RDU area. Also, we have a report of a crash with injuries on Garner Road near the I-40 bridge there, and we are seeing some backups on the sensors in that area, Renee.
Brian, thanks. More than 600,000 more North Carolinians will become eligible for Medicaid on December 1st. Governor Cooper made the announcement yesterday from the executive mansion. The expansion was tied to the state budget, which lawmakers approved Friday, and Governor Cooper said he would allow it to become law. The expansion offers health insurance to single adults making under $20,000 a year. A family of three earning under $34,000 combined would also be eligible.
Schools taking safety seriously after two recent incidents where guns were found on campuses. One of the guns was brought to school by a 7-year-old. A high school student in Johnston County is accused of having a gun in a car at Clayton High School last week. In that separate incident with a 7-year-old in Nash County, a gun to Winstead Avenue Elementary School in Rocky Mount. That came into school, and the child's uncle was charged with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and improper storage of a firearm. WRAL spoke with a defense attorney about those charges.
We don't have safe storage laws in North Carolina. You don't have to secure your gun, but you have to keep it away from children.
A juvenile petition was filed in Johnston County for the gun at Clayton High School. Investigators say there was no threat to safety of students or staff in either incident.
Happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is in Kenya today. Secretary Austin met with troops at Manda Bay. Yesterday, the U.S. and Kenya signed a defense agreement that will see the East African nation get resources and support for security deployment. This agreement guides the country's defense relations for the next 5 years. Austin is expected to be abroad until September 28th.
7 Republican presidential hopefuls will be part of the GOP's second debate tomorrow night. The Republican National Committee says Doug Burgum, Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Tim Scott will be on the debate stage. Asa Hutchinson, who was part of the first debate, did not meet the RNC's criteria for this one. Former President Donald Trump also will not participate. He previously announced he would skip the debate and travel to Detroit for a speech instead.
A growing number of studies shows so-called forever chemicals cause harm to wildlife, especially those that are endangered or at risk of extinction. Researchers looked at more than 200 studies that detected more than 120 unique PFAS compounds in more than 600 animal species. That includes alligators, freshwater fish, and other animals. Researchers say they expect contamination to ripple through the food chain, potentially increasing health harms to humans. Other studies have linked forever chemical exposure to chronic diseases, including cancer, developmental issues, and birth defects in humans. To learn more about PFAS, you can watch our WRAL documentary, Forever Chemicals, North Carolina's Toxic Tap Water. It's on WRAL.com under the documentary tab.
It is 6:17. Today, our highs will be in the 70s. May not last forever, but certainly for the foreseeable future. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner joining us now with a look at how it's shaping up outside.
Yeah, right now we're looking at some cloud cover. You know, yesterday we had some clouds, a little bit of sunshine peeking through. It felt pretty comfortable with temperatures in the mid-80s. We're going to knock it down almost 10 degrees today, but similar sky conditions. Goldsboro, Fayetteville, Apex, Chapel Hill, all looking quiet this morning. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and of course, Fayetteville, our newsroom right there on Hay Street. We still have some activity in the tropics. We have Tropical Storm Philippe, likely to remain a tropical storm and not cause problems to anyone on land. It has winds at 50 miles per hour, moving northwest at 13. You can see it is a tropical storm all the way until the end of the week, and then it becomes a tropical depression, and then eventually a low by Sunday, but not making landfall, just fizzling out there as it moves closer to the Caribbean. We also take a look at our next wave coming off the coast of Africa. It does have a 90% chance of developing, so it may get the next name on the list. But as we take a look at the computer model plots for this one, it does start to head west and then to the north up into the Atlantic, and again, doesn't look like it's going to have a major effect on land. Of course, we had a major effect with Ophelia over the weekend. Lots and lots of rain. The blue shaded areas, which in our viewing area includes most of Northampton and Sampson counties, is where we're well above normal. But even in the last 30 days, we're looking at anywhere from 100 to almost 200% of normal rainfall. Most of that happening just last weekend. So good to see those rainfall totals. It's still a little bit dry in the western part of the state. We were starting to trend a little bit dry, but no longer. We've had a cold front drop southward across our area, but it's hasn't brought any rain. We'll see some cloud cover on and off behind the system, but we're going to stay dry. We take a look at future cast, and a low pressure system slides down the coast, but again, doesn't bring us any rain. Another one passes by back to our north and west, but we end up staying dry all the way through the week and into the weekend, which is good news. Bluegrass Festival, parts of the festival begin today and tonight, some indoor events. And then, of course, the outdoor events are Friday and Saturday. And right now, the forecast looks good for that with temperatures in the mid-70s. And so we'll stay in the 70s through the next 7 days, Brian.
All right, 6:19, breaking news right now at RDU International Airport. Live pictures from John Brantley Boulevard there, where police have some lanes blocked because of a vehicle fire. This is right there as you head to the split where you go from Terminal 1 over on the left to the parking garage there, the central parking garage there on the left side of that split there. And you can see the huge backups. According to sensors, you need to add an additional 10 minutes to make that trip this morning from I-40 through the Aviation Parkway area up to the RDU exits. I want to take you to the map and show you exactly where this is and where those backups begin. Right there at the ramp from Aviation Parkway onto John Brantley Boulevard. You're going to be stuck in traffic all the way out to the terminals there at RDU. Give yourself that extra time this morning. Laura Levine's at the scene gathering details. Another update coming up in a few minutes.
All right, we look forward to it, Brian. Thank you. Tonight, the 82nd Airborne Chorus will give what could be a million-dollar performance. Hope they're there in the winner's circle. The Pride of Fort Liberty takes the stage tonight for the America's Got Talent finale.
And the Hollywood writers' strike could move one step closer to an end today. The vote's happening today, and what's next before they get back to work?
Also, you're winning NC Education Lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Once the actor's strike ends, could the crew from Dunder Mifflin be returning to the screen?
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Rumors are flying about the potential reboot of The Office. No word yet on who might be in the cast, but many of the show's stars have expressed interest over the years at a comeback. The show's creator speculated in an interview last year that he might consider an all-new cast.
Ooh, but could you have The Office without Michael Scott, Dwight Schrute, or Jim Halpert? So John Krasinski and Mindy Kaling have said they'd be interested in a reboot. And Craig Robinson, who stopped by the studio last week, and then also I had the chance to talk to him before the pandemic when he stopped by the studio, who plays Daryl, he said he would be interested in a reboot. So come on, get those original characters on there.
I don't know if I can do it without them. Without the originals.
That would be really tough. You have to have some of that in the new reboot.
Not my choice.
The NFL is cashing in on the hoopla surrounding Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Sales of Kelce's number 87 Chiefs jersey have spiked nearly 400% since Swift showed up at the game on Sunday. And that makes it one of the top five most popular jerseys in the NFL shop.
Is anybody shocked by that? The bounce in sales right there. When it came into this season, he wasn't even in the top 10 in jersey sales. His teammate, Patrick Mahomes, you know, like that quarterback guy, tops in the NFL in jersey sales. Even his lineman brother for the Eagles sold more jerseys than he did, but not anymore.
Who knows if they're even really together, but clearly Taylor is boosting Travis Kelce's profile.
They got the jerseys working. Brian, thanks.
Journey is coming to Raleigh in 2024. The legendary rock band is scheduled to play at PNC Arena on Saturday, February 17th. It's all part of a 30-city tour across North America for the band's 50th anniversary Freedom Tour. Toto will be the opening act. Tickets will go on sale Friday morning at 10.
Those wheels in the sky keep turning. Tonight, the Durham Bulls will start their push for a third straight International League Championship. Bulls play the Norfolk Tides tonight, game one of the best of three championship series. Finish the regular season Sunday. 88 wins this year, trying to add to it. First pitch for tonight's game in Norfolk is at 6:35.
It's an end of an era. Netflix is officially pulling the plug on its red envelopes. The streaming service announced the approaching end of DVD rental shipments back in April. The first DVD that Netflix ever mailed out was Beetlejuice. That was on March 10, 1998. Apparently, they continued the service, and the DVD service ends on Friday.
If you have a flight out of RDU this morning, you're going to need to give yourself some extra time. Here's why. Major backups caused by a vehicle fire. We'll have live updates from the scene starting at 6:30.
Weather's quiet as you're traveling around our area. We do have some cloud cover out there. The sun's starting to come up with a pretty sunrise in places. I'll show you how cool the temperatures remain for the rest of the week.
And one man is dead after an early morning shooting in Fayetteville. Brett Neese is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker, working to learn more about what happened. Stay with us.